7:50, beautiful Thursday morning on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's now 62 degrees throughout the mid-Michigan area. High temperature of 85 could be coming our way. It's going to be a hot one, so make sure you put yourself in position to be cool. You can always give us a call, 393-3700. Shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox at morningshow@1320wils.com. Tom Luna is the president of the Council of Chief State School Officers, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Tell us, what is the Council of Chief State School Officers?
Well, I currently serve as the State Superintendent of Education for the state of Idaho, and each of our 50 states has a leader of their state education system. It's either elected by the people, as I am, or is appointed by the governor, or some are even appointed by state boards of education. The 50 of us make up a group, an association, and I'm honored to serve as the president of that association currently. It's similar to the National Governors Association, where all 50 governors make up an association and serve together in a nonpartisan group. Your state education leaders have our own group, and I'm honored to serve as their president this year.
You can talk with us about Governor Mitt Romney's approach to education, as it looks like he's going to be running for president against Barack Obama, as he's very close to the delegates that he needs. What is Governor Romney's approach to education from your perspective?
Well, Governor Romney has a very broad and bold vision of education that focuses on the fact that parents know what's best for their children, and therefore we need to expand parental choice in education, and then also recognizing that states are really the ones that are responsible for education. The federal government has a role, but that role should not be dictating to states how they should operate their schools. So it's a very bold vision. It's focused on parental choice. It's focused on higher levels of accountability for the system and those adults that work in it. And it's making sure that no matter where a child lives, in a small rural state like Idaho, or in a very urban areas like you have in many parts of Michigan, that no matter where a child lives, they have equal access and opportunity to the highest levels of education and the highest quality instructors.
You mentioned that Governor Romney's approach to education involves giving parents choice and letting states dictate that. Here in Michigan, we have a huge challenge with getting parents engaged with their children's educations. We have a lot of school districts that are struggling financially. We have a lot of kids that are struggling and don't have the support they need at home. How do you think Governor Romney would help that situation?
Well, you described some situations that we also have here in Idaho, right? Parental involvement is always important. It's something that we always struggle with. And I think what you'll hear and what you've heard from Governor Romney is that by giving parents more choice, you find that they become far more engaged in their child's education. When a child goes to a school based on their zip code and their zip code only, and you take out that parental choice, parents feel like they have no choice, and therefore they have little say, and they're less involved. But one thing we do know is that once a child enters school, once they walk through that front door, regardless of their family situation, that the most important factor of a child's education is the quality of the teacher in the classroom, regardless of the child's family experience. And so Governor Romney focuses on making sure that we have a system that identifies and rewards the great teachers we have, removes the barriers for entrance into the teaching profession, and also makes sure that that those few people that should not be teaching, that administration and school boards and states have the ability to resolve ineffective teaching in a far more efficient and quick manner.
All right, Tom, I've got about 50 seconds left. What's Governor Romney's stance on pre-K education?
Well, I'd look at what he accomplished in Massachusetts, and I think that's what people should focus on is whether it's pre-K education, expanding choice for parents, getting greater results. Look at what higher student achievement. Look at what Governor Romney accomplished when he was governor of Massachusetts. Not just the rhetoric, because Barack Obama has the rhetoric down, but he has not delivered results. And Governor Romney delivered impressive results when he left Massachusetts. The students of Massachusetts ranked number one in the world or number one in the nation academically, and they currently do today. That's what Governor Romney is focusing on, is higher student achievement, and if it requires pre-K, great teachers in every classroom, more parental choice, that equals higher student achievement, and he demonstrated that success when he was governor of Massachusetts. That's great for Michigan. We need that all across the country.
Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
756, 62 degrees on 1320 WILS.
There's nothing on radio like the Michael Savage Show.
I want to cover some Hebrew literature in English. Tell me if you disagree with this. Rabbi Bendoza said, anyone whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom will endure. But anyone whose wisdom comes before his fear of sin, his wisdom will not endure. Now, I could spend an hour talking about that because you never hear this stuff unless you're a very religious person who reads this and hears about it in a formal setting. You will not hear it.
Listen to the Michael Savage Show on this station. Check your local station website or broadcast times to feel the power of the Michael Savage Show. You want to experience the full impact of the Michael Savage Show? Become a premium member and get Savage Live, Savage Archives, and The Savage Podcast. Go to www.trncentral.com. That's trncentral.com. Click on Savage's picture and get hooked up with The Michael Savage Show today. Savage.
A road construction work zone is a pretty dangerous place. Just ask the men and women who make their living fixing our roads. But who do you think is more likely to die in a crash within a work zone? Drivers and their passengers. That's right. More people lose their lives in work zone crashes in Michigan while riding in vehicles. Distractions, like texting while driving, can create serious safety hazards. Speeding can be costly and deadly too. Fines and points are doubled in work zones. And injure or kill anyone? You could face an additional $7,500 fine and up to 15 years in jail. So pay attention in work zones. The life you save could be your own, as well as your passengers. Visit michigan.gov/drive for lane closure information before you get behind the wheel. This important safety message is brought to you by the Michigan Department of Transportation.
Get physically active and show your arthritis that you're in charge. For more information, visit arthritis.org or call 1-800-968-3030.
Seven 58, 62 degrees, beautiful Thursday morning on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. WILS weather forecaster Mike Ellis is calling for a high temperature of 85 degrees under sunny skies this morning. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 517-393-3700. That's 393-3700. Shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox. That's morningshow@1320wils.com. morningshow@1320wils.com, and we'll respond to that as soon as we can here on The Morning Show on 1320 WILS.